And good Monday morning, everybody. It is that time for a brand new business of the week. Our business of the week this week is Sisters Home Style Entrees, which, if you ask me, I have heard and read the backstory. It's an American dream. Type story, something that started out as a, hey, I think I want to help somebody, and just took off like crazy. But Sisters is actually right here in Humboldt, which we think is fantastic. Now, what we're talking about today is their downtown store and gift shop, which is somewhere that I need to get to. So it's on my list, I promise you. But joining us this morning, and you'll have to pardon me, I didn't get your last name, but Angela, the store manager of the Downtown Gift Store. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Now, you operate the store downtown where this all started.
Yes.
I'm told Deb had the little store, and it just got too big. Which is a good
fast.
Thing.
Yes. Well,
it's a heck of a service. I mean, it's a service yes. that everybody needs at one point or another.
Yes, definitely.
And it's just amazing. Now, tell me, how long have you been with Sisters?
It'll be 4 years in February.
Oh, wow. Okay. Seems like everybody stays with the company for a while. Everybody I've met so far.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Now, the store does not only the Sisters entrees, but gifts and things as well. Tell me, in general, other than the Sisters products, what can we find in the store?
We have things for babies all the way up to senior citizens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So you can get all kinds of gift ideas. We have, well, of course, our meals. Then we have like kitchen gadgets. So if you're looking for any kind of kitchen gadget, we have it.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And if we don't have it, a lot of times I look in, I do my best to try to to bring it in, of course. Yeah. We have home decor. We have a couple different varieties of Iowa wine.
Oh.
Candles and melts and bath and body stuff. Books, devotionals, and so many baby items and kid items now that has really grown and been really popular.
Big market, yeah. So you guys are, you're a legitimate gift shop then.
Yes.
You've got everything.
Yes,
yeah,
we
okay,
are.
That is really neat. It's a good size space too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. People walk in and they're like, I didn't realize this was so big.
Well, from the street, it just doesn't look it. But
right.
I think Tanya, a couple of days ago, we were doing some prep, and she mentioned the square footage on it. I was pretty shocked.
Yes,
good it is size.
Very, yep,
and I understand
good.
It's packed.
Yes.
That would be my problem. I would just pack the place. Now, with the Sisters entrees, which, by the way, Tanya has dropped some off here at the station a couple of times. Good looking food. Nice looking food.
Yes.
Is the whole line available in the gift shop?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yep.
Wow. That's a 20 item selection.
Yes. And then we also have family meals, which are like, you know, we usually carry about 3 or 4 different options or so
okay.
of those two.
I am told the lasagna is worth fighting over.
Yes. That is everyone's favorite.
Yes, yes.
That and the roast beef, and those are staples. They're on every menu.
And year-round, right?
Yes.
Right. Now, Tanya and I were talking the other day, this being Christmas week, folks that, you're thinking meals outside of Christmas dinner, lasagna for the family.
Yes.
And roast beef, this time of year, roast beef, it's a warm meal, you know, it keeps
exactly.
you warm. That's right. Now, this lasagna, I understand, is, what, about 3 feet tall? That's what?
And nice and cheesy.
I hear, yeah. Tanya said she doesn't like to be in the building when they're making the lasagna because it makes her want to
so
eat.
So good,
things.
Yes.
I want to come by and sniff it sometime. I've yet to be at the store or at the factory. But two stops I need to make.
Definitely.
Definitely. Most definitely. Now, what are the hours at the store?
We're open Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5:30 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the Christmas season, we're open every Saturday, 9 to 2.
Oh, okay.
And then after Christmas, it'll go back to our one Saturday a month, the first mm-hmm. Saturday of every month,
okay.
9 to 2.
And I happen to know, because I live maybe 2.5-3 blocks behind you, I live back on 3rd Avenue, okay. So I'm not too far from you. But I happen to know you recently got a store facelift and a whole bunch of nice stuff going on there. You have a new awning.
Yes.
And black and white, I think we went with.
Yes.
So, folks, you can't miss this store. I mean, I told Tanya, we were talking about it the other day, but to me, I'm going to date myself here, it brings back childhood of when everything was downtown.
Yes.
And the beautiful little storefronts, and, you know, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, I get so many compliments on our store.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous. Beautiful. The outside. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine how nice the inside is. Now, did you guys redo the entire inside or just the outside?
The majority of the inside has been redone.
That is really nice. Really nice. Now, how long has the store been there?
It's been there the whole 10 years.
Wow.
Almost 11 years now.
Wow. So she held on to that, too. She is, mm-hmm. I can't wait to meet Deb. Just, I mean, it literally is an American dream story.
Oh, yes.
Really, yeah. Yeah.
Well, she is one hardworking woman, though.
That's what I'm told. Everybody tells me that. I told Tanya, I haven't met Deb, of course, but the pictures of her, she just looks like she's the type of person that when she smiles, everybody smiles.
Yes.
You know, and that says a lot. And she's living that dream of the best kind of dream, helping other people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now,
She has a very generous heart, so she's always a very giving person.
The work that she had to put to get this started, and I understand it was Deb, her husband, and their car. And that was pretty much the beginning of the story. Yeah, now that is neat. I think that's really neat. Knowing what you folks do now, oh, good gracious. Now, store, I imagine, pretty busy.
Yes, the store has really been busy, especially
good.
The last couple months. It has just taken off with the holiday season, too. Yeah. People are out shopping local. And
sure, yeah.
We really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I tell folks all the time, every business we get in, you know, try to keep it local. These are, you know, you folks are not only a business, but you're our neighbors. You know, you're the folks next door. You're in our neighborhood, you know.
Right. I mean,
and that makes a difference. Now, is it just you at the shop, or do you have a staff there?
I'm there full time,
mm-hmm.
and then one day a week we have a couple different people. That one is temporary right now. Sam, she's there helping out through the holiday season.
Okay,
and then we have Kevin, who works usually part one day a week, so
okay.
I can have some time off during the week.
Okay, yep. got to give Angela some kind of a break. Yeah. Especially this time of year.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think is your most attention grabbing thing in the store? You know, when people come in, what seems to be the hottest thing in the store?
Oh, people want everything. I mean, they'll come in and they'll our sisters labeled jars. You know, we have all kinds of different jams, jellies,
I didn't
preserves,
know
that type of thing.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. That is like a big, huge. The corn salsa is the number one seller.
I love corn salsa. See, I've got to get into this store.
Yes, you do.
And this is all made in our facility right here.
The corn salsa is labeled for us.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Same thing. It's yours.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I know I'm from the South, so the jams and jellies, I know, have got to sell well. Everybody
yes.
likes jams
yes.
and jellies, yeah.
Strawberry rhubarb is the number one seller.
I was about to ask you what the number one. And, you know, who was I talking to with you? I think it was Kurt from Miller's Landing. We were talking about dessert flavors and all. Rhubarb in general is getting hard to find.
Yes.
It is. I used to see rhubarb pie everywhere. You don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But strawberry rhubarb is a great, you say that's in a jelly.
Yes.
That is,
yes.
See.
We have that, and we also have just rhubarb.
Oh, see, I need.
We have rhubarb Iowa wine, too.
Really?
Yes, we do.
Well, that's got to be interesting.
It's good. It is really
not
good.
Not a big wine guy, but that might be worth a shot. That's really. And, you know, in the South, rhubarb used to be everywhere. But again, just hard to find these days. So would you say the strawberry rhubarb, your best-selling jelly?
Yes.
Jelly, folks, jellies, jams, sauces, any of the little jars, great Christmas gifts.
Oh, yes.
Great, especially at work. Uh-huh. You know, exchanging gifts. It's a nice sentiment. But and I'm a heavy guy. I love jam and jelly. But Every night, I hope my doctor is not listening. Every night before bed, I have one piece of toast with a spread on it. It's really
good. Oh, really?
Don't tell Dr. Paul. Oh, he won't like that. But you guys do the jams, the jellies, the salsas. I know you've got to have different types of candy in the store, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anything local on that? Is there local Iowa candy? See, I don't even know. I'm new here.
I don't have anything, you know, of candy that's local.
Okay. May not be.
We have an Iowa honey. We also have honey down there.
You know, people keep telling me about Iowa honey. Really?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
And we sample our tea on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I'll see you on Tuesday and Saturday. Now, I'm sure the honey sells well.
Yes.
And people, I'm not kidding when I say I've had several people tell me about Iowa honey. Several people. So that must be mighty good.
It is.
And again, that's something, a good, pure local honey is getting hard to find around the country. Because, you know, you can run in the grocery store now and pick up that mess they have on the and you don't know where it came from. Now, the tea, tell me about the tea.
It's something new that I decided we'd bring in. It is True Honey Teas, and so it's infused with little honey beads.
Oh, wow.
So you need absolutely no kind of sweetener with your honey at all. It is so good. And everybody's like, what'd you put in this? You know, that tries it. And I'm like, nothing. It's all right there.
Wow. If people ask me what I like in my tea, I say water. You know?
And there's unique flavors, like lavender lemonade is our bestseller.
Wow. That is amazing.
And it is delicious
too. Now, see, I have to get there now. I told somebody the other day in the middle of an interview, I said, well, that's it. I'm just leaving. That's it. I am headed down to the shop right now. Now, the teas are, is that bag tea or is that loose tea? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I used to,
they're big bags too.
Really? Now, I'm a tea guy. And when I first got into it, I liked, the loose tea. But then I realized if you buy the right bag tea, it tastes even better.
Yes.
And it's a lot less trouble. That's right. That's right. Oh, Angela, the shop sounds fantastic. And see how quick time goes by?
Yes.
See that? See that? Everybody comes in and they're worried. How do I do this much time? I say, don't worry. We're fine. And the address for the shop?
Our address is 605 Sumner Avenue, downtown Humboldt, right next to the post office with the black and white awnings. And our phone number is 515-604-6202 at the gift shop.
And your hours again?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30. The first Saturday of every month, 9 to 2. And right now, every Saturday through Christmas is 9 to 2.
Get down there, folks. It's the perfect shop to pick up Christmas items.
And we have gift certificates, too. So last minute.
Yes. Yes.
It's a perfect idea for gift certificates. And that works for any age.
Right. And not only for the gift items in the store, but the gift certificates cover the entrees as well.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. And folks, if you have not seen or tried these entrees, just go pick one up. They're $6.50.
Exactly.
You can't go to a fast food place for $6.50. But I have seen it. I have not eaten any yet, but I have seen these entrees. Trust me, it's a meal.
Yes,
and it's
it
a well-prepared meal. Angela, we appreciate it.
Can I also say one more thing?
Sure you can.
That we will be closed the last of the month.
That's right.
So we'll run again on the January 3rd. Is that the Monday?
Okay. Yep. Run right now and buy everything. And it'll make life much easier. Angela, we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you
Thanks
so much
for being here. Yes. It's our brand new business of the week this week, Sisters Homestyle Entrees. Angela, what is that website again?
The website is sistersentrees.com, or you can go to sistersentrees.com/gift shop to shop the website.
Sisters Homestyles Entrees. Thank you so much, Angela.
Well, thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And I'll be back right after this.